A local nonprofit that works to revitalize neighborhoods and help families purchase homes says Salt Lake City has too many low-income housing units on the city's west side. KUER's Whitney Evans reports.
The Salt Lake City Council voted last week to allow Salt Lake County, in conjunction with developer Vecino Group, to build an 80-unit apartment complex on South Temple, just west of I-15. Bodie Apartments will provide about 20 market-rate units. The rest of the apartments will be lower-cost housing for families, the chronically homeless, and people with disabilities.
I think that low-income populations should have a choice of where they want to live. They shouldn't have to live where they build the housing.
Maria Garcias is executive director of NeighborWorks Salt Lake. She says while it costs less to build low-income housing on the west side, it segregates the community. She would prefer to see more low-income housing built throughout the city and more market-rate housing on the west side. She says the new apartment complex will put additional stress on an already overloaded community.
So if families come to the neighborhood and they have children, they're going to go to Jackson Elementary. Jackson Elementary is bursting at the seams with kids already. They don't have enough teachers.
David Litvak is deputy chief of staff for Salt Lake City Mayor Jackie Biskupski. He says the administration supports the project.
It is consistent with the mayor's goal of creating affordable housing and low-income opportunities across the city in a way that models mixed incomes.
Litvak says Salt Lake City has projects underway in other areas of the city, like the Bodie Apartments. He noted the old Salt Lake City Public Safety Building on 300 West and 200 South is being transformed into mixed income housing. Whitney Evans, KUER News.